Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
His power, his presence, his people. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them. Mark 16:20. When an experienced orator delivers a moving address, no one is surprised. But when fishermen begin to make stirring speeches, that's news. The resurrection of Christ in Mark 16 transformed the disciples from timid men into bold witnesses. John Calvin examines the transformation of these fugitives turned preachers. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. Every person would have thought that by his death on the cross, Christ would either be altogether annihilated or so completely overwhelmed that he would never again be mentioned except with shame and loathing. The apostles whom he had chosen to be his witnesses had deserted him, and such was the contempt in which they were held that they hardly ventured to utter a word in public. There is great emphasis, therefore, in the words, "They went out and preached everywhere." For it was impossible that so sudden a change should be accomplished in a moment by human power. Therefore, Mark adds, "The Lord worked with them," by which he means that this was truly a divine work. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 16.
Mark 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
A servant's life isn't difficult. Without the right motivation, it's impossible. 11 men were entrusted with the good news of a risen Christ. A worldwide assignment that was humanly impossible. That was by design, for without the power and presence of Christ, their efforts were doomed from the start. Even today, God is looking for servants through whom he can do divine work, men and women willing to exchange their weakness and timidity for his strength and boldness. Men and women, like you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.